Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. 2 days ago, we had Christmas in February with Bob Hope. Today, we celebrate Halloween in February with Chester A. Riley. This is episode number 42 of The Life of Riley, which aired on October 29th, 1944. It is entitled Halloween Haunted House.
Here he is! In the movie Wake Island, he was the Brooklyn Marine. In Abroad with Two Yanks, he's Biff the Private. But tonight, he's just an overgrown kid anxiously waiting for Halloween.
I'll never forget. When I was just a boy, every Halloween, my father used to stick me in the front window. We were too poor to buy a pumpkin.
The American Meat Institute presents William Bendix in The Life of Riley. The meat people of America, providing a great food for a great nation. If you put all of America's meat retailers together in one city, it would make another city as big as Indianapolis. There are more than 400,000 meat retailers in this country. Another important link in the chain that gives you good, fresh meat every day, America. And now, on behalf of all those engaged in supplying meat to the nation, the American Meat Institute presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. By day, Riley is engaged in the serious business of war production as a riveter in a California aircraft plant. But tonight we see his less serious side. It's two nights before Halloween, and Riley is full of the spirit of the thing. It's quite dark out, and Riley's son, Junior, is just returning from a meeting of the Young Wildcats, his club, in a very thoughtful mood.
Is that you, Pa?
Shh. Yeah, Junior?
What are you doing hiding on the back porch?
Listen, peek in the kitchen window and see what your mother's doing.
She's washing the supper dishes. Say, Pop, what are you doing with that false face on? You're Mickey Mouse, huh?
No, I'm not Mickey Mouse. I'm the Rat Man of Blood Bucket Castle.
Oh, at the dime store they sell those false faces for Mickey Mouse.
Never mind. I bet your mother will think I'm the Rat Man.
Oh, you gonna play a trick on Mom?
Yeah. You see, last night we saw a horror picture about a nice gruesome character, the Rat Man. He was a vampire. Has lunch on people's necks.
Oh, he ain't a rat. He's a bat.
Oh, well, he's very depressing. Anyway, afterwards, your mom was so scared something would pop out of a doorway at her, she walked all the way home in the middle of the street.
Mom said you made her walk out there.
No, I just invited her out in the street because it ain't polite to leave a lady walking on a sidewalk all alone. You watch now when I scratch at the door and she opens it up and sees me in this thing.
Okay, Pop, go ahead.
Okay, all I hope is she don't faint. Watch now.
Pop!
What?
Bats don't growl, they squeak.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Who's there?
We got her guessing.
Well, I never... It's Mickey Mouse.
Junior. Junior, go get your father some cheese.
Ha ha! You sure fooled her, Pop.
Yeah. Well, they don't make these masks as good as they used to. Or else maybe I got a very strong personality and it leaks through, probably.
Well, isn't it a little early for Halloween tricks, Riley?
Well, it don't hurt to get a head start. Halloween's my favorite holiday. Look, Junior, there's something else I bought at the Five and Dime. You see this book? Ghost Stories.
Well, thanks, Pop, but I don't want to read any ghost stories tonight.
What's the matter? You don't believe in ghosts, do you?
No, I don't believe in ghosts, but I don't want to read anything that might change my mind. Too many people think there's ghosts now.
Say, Dumpling, what's the matter with him?
Well, I don't know. Ever since he came home from school today, he's been asking me if I believe in haunted houses.
What a question. With the housing shortage, as sure as it is, who's going to leave a house empty for spooks?
Well, there's one empty house up on Chestnut Hill, Riley. You know, the old Sherwin place. Some people say that's haunted.
Yeah?
Mrs. Cornwell claims she saw a pale, white face at the window, too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but Mrs. Cornwell's a great one for ghosts. She's always holding seances and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. That Cornwell kid's in Junior's club, too. I bet he's got our boy believing in ghosts. Well, I'm going to have a head-to-head talk with Junior. So you see, Junior, if I tell you there's no ghost, you can take my word for it. After all, I've been your father for 13 years, ain't I?
Oh, sure, Papa. If there aren't any ghosts, what haunts haunted houses?
Listen, Junior, nothing haunts haunted houses.
Oh, yes, they do, Pop. Johnny Cornwell's mother proved the house was haunted.
How did she?
She said she saw a ghost face in the window at the old Sherwin house. It was a horrible face, too.
Darwin, Mrs. Cornwell must have seen her own reflection. There's a dame should walk into a room backwards and break her face to you slowly.
Then she came home and held a seance. She asked if what she saw was the ghost of Alice Sherwin, and she got 3 raps on the table. Well, that means yes in ghost language.
Fine language. All they can do is knock. They ought to be newspaper columnists.
You better not make fun of ghosts, Pop.
Look, Junior, would you sooner believe a ghost than your old man?
No, Pop. But if the ghost said it was a ghost, it ought to know.
Okay, I can see you're a septic. Now, we'll have a seance right here to prove what Mrs. Cornwell saw wasn't that Sherwin girl's ghost. Come on, put your hands up on this table. Huh?
Gosh, Papa, are you going to ask a ghost to rap?
I'll show you. I'll put my hands on there, too, see? Okay, now I'll ask something. Are there any ghosts? See? No answer. No ghosts.
Nah, Pop. You have to ask for raps. 2 means no, 3 raps means yes.
Oh, well, okay. 2 raps for no, 3 for yes. I'll ask him again. Did Mrs. Cornwell see a ghost up at Sherwin's old haunted house?
Gosh, Pop, it said no.
You see, that proves it. Mrs. Cornwell's a phony.
Well, ask him again if there are any ghosts.
Okay. Are there any ghosts? Rap 2 for no. See that? The ghosts themselves say there aren't any ghosts. That proves it.
Wait a minute, Pop. How could a ghost rap 2 for no if there aren't any ghosts?
Well, that's very simple. I was just kidding, Sonny. I did that rapping myself. Honest.
Well, your hands were on the table.
Yeah, but my feet weren't. Look at, I just kicked up under that table with my foot like this.
Oh, Pop, I bet you wouldn't kid around like that in a genuine haunted house like the Sherwin place.
Well, sure I would, only I can't because I ain't going there.
Would you be scared to go if you were going?
Me? No.
Oh, well, that's good, Pop. No, I ain't scared to go neither.
How do you mean?
Well, down at my club tonight, we got to talking what we'd do Halloween. So we made it up we'd go find out if Sherwin's old house was haunted or if it wasn't.
Yeah. I pity any goats when them young wildcats get in that house.
Oh, we ain't all going inside, Pop. Just one of us got elected to go inside. The poor guy who got the short straw.
Who got it?
Well, I did.
I see. Well, Junior, you show him you know there aren't any ghosts in there. I'm proud of you, Junior, walking in there all alone. I think that's
well, I won't be all alone. I made up a rule the fellow who had to go in could take in another fella, his best friend.
But that's okay, too. If the guy you picked is a real friend, he'll go like a shot. Who'd you pick?
I picked you, Pop.
Well, I bet that... Me! Look, Junior, I'm probably going to be very busy and...
Pop! Besides, you ain't scared to go, are you?
Well, no, but...
And you're my best friend, aren't you?
Huh? Well, yeah, I guess I am. Actually, the saying is that your mother is your best friend.
Well, I couldn't ask Mom to go. I'm sure glad you're coming with me.
Yeah, me too, Junior. Chapter 13. As Lord Twitcher stood there in the dark hall of the great lonely house, he could feel something evil in the very air. A cold wind brushed his cheek, and an icy hand seemed to touch his spine. Suddenly, he saw the thing. And then he heard a sound. A low, wailing sound. Who's that?
It's only me, dear. Did I startle you?
No, I was just reading this book here.
Oh, the ghost stories you bought Junior, huh?
Yeah. Such nonsense.
Oh, my, it's a quiet Halloween, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wonder what all those boys in Junior's club are doing tonight.
I know what they're doing. They're all sitting over across from our house right now on the fence, like a row of buzzards waiting for us to come out.
Oh, are they going to the house with you?
Oh, they're going as far as the gate of the place to make sure we go in.
Oh, but you're not nervous about going, are you, dear? You don't believe in ghosts?
Well, no. You don't believe in them either, do you, Peg?
No. There is something queer about that house. Mm-hmm. I wonder what did become of that poor Alice Sherwin.
Well, if nobody knows, I don't want to find out. What did they say happened to her?
Oh, it's an awfully sad story. She was a bride, you know, beautiful girl. Well, they were on their honeymoon in Manila. He was a captain in the Navy. She and her husband were going to come home and live in that old house. Then, well, he was lost in an air raid. Some say they were both killed together. Others say that she followed him because she didn't want to live without him. Well, anyhow, the house stands there empty, waiting for the bride and bridegroom that never came to live in it.
People ought to leave the place alone. And I'm one of the people.
Well, after you go there tonight, maybe people will stop talking and gossiping about the house. Because you'll prove there's nothing there.
Yeah, maybe. And what was all that talk about seeing lights and faces around the place?
Oh, just talk, I suppose.
Yeah.
But they do say that they saw a woman's figure at the window in the attic.
Pop! Junior, what's the idea of sneaking in like that?
It's time to go, Pop.
Huh? Oh, well, yeah, it's a... Well, okay, Junior. Goodbye, Dumplin'.
Goodbye, boy.
It's sure dark out, isn't it, Pop?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pop, that Sherwin house we're going to, it can't be really haunted, can it?
No.
But it's funny that people have seen a ghost in there.
Yeah, well, look, Junior, when we get in that house, you do just like I do, and you won't see no ghosts.
Oh. What are you going to do, Pop?
I'm going to keep my eyes shut.
Well, not even nervous Riley has any idea of what's in store for him as he and Junior head for the mysterious old Sherwin place. We'll rejoin them in just a moment. Right now, this is Ken Niles speaking for Meat. The other day in a meat market, Mrs. Niles overheard a woman say, "Joe, I hear all this talk about braising meat, but just what meats do you braise?" Well, Joe, the meat man, told her, of course, and out of that comes this excellent thought. Maybe some of you would like a little review of the braising cuts of beef. Well, in the first place, braising is an ideal way of preparing the lean, point-free beef coming on the markets these days in order to bring out all its fine flavor and tenderness. And here are the favorite braising cuts. Popular pot roast, juicy Swiss steak,
tasty flank chops, easily cooked short ribs, country fried steaks, and... Oh, but why go on? My mouth is watering so much I can hardly talk now. But remember, braising is long cooking over low heat. And that's the way to good gravy, too. After all, whether you braise, roast, or broil meat, you are getting essential, highest quality proteins for which meat is nutritionally noted. Meat is a yardstick of protein foods because meat measures up to every protein need. And now back to the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. It's just midnight, a very dark midnight. Even the moon is hiding on this Halloween. Riley and his son, Junior, are just approaching the rusty iron gate that guards the old Sherwin house, which is said to be haunted. Listen.
Here's the gate, Pop. Let's go in.
Maybe the gate's locked, so we can't get in. Gee, wouldn't that be too bad?
We've got to get in, Pop. The gang's followed us all the way from town, and they're still watching.
Yeah, they trail us like sharks after a sinking ship.
Let's go in, Pop.
Okay. Hey, what's that?
Well, the gate. The hinges are all rusty.
Maybe we ought to go back to town and get some oil, huh?
Come on in the garden, Pop. Gosh, it's dark.
Yeah. Well, follow me, Junior.
Where are you?
Right behind you. Here. Give me your hand.
I see the house, Pop. The moon's coming out of a cloud.
Yeah. Junior.
Huh?
What's that over there?
Huh? I think that's your shadow, Pop.
If that's my shadow, why is it moving while I'm standing still?
Pop, it's coming this way.
And since when does a shadow make footsteps?
Good evening, Riley.
Wait, Pop. It's your friend, Mr. Odell, the undertaker.
I don't. Oh, yeah. Oh, how are you, Digger? I never thought I'd be glad to... Never thought I'd be glad to see an undertaker.
You're looking fine, Riley. Very natural. Tell me, what are you doing here around the old Sherwin house?
Nothing, Digger. We're just having some fun on Halloween.
Halloween. I adore Halloween. It's so gay.
Digger, do you hang around this old house much?
Oh, yes, indeed. It's one of my favorite haunts.
Haunts? Listen, you don't think there's anything in there, do you?
Who knows? Sometimes as I stroll through this old garden, I feel unseen eyes follow me.
You do, huh?
Riley, you're not going inside the house?
Well, we thought we might drop in a minute. I could be talked out of it.
Take my advice, Riley. Remain outside. Enjoy the beautiful flowers. They're my favorite flowers. Lilies.
Digger, when you talk about lilies, please don't stare at my chest.
Strange how some people have no interest in horticulture. In my profession, we have a saying, you may not like flowers at first, but eventually they grow on you. By the way, Riley, how tall are you?
Well, I'm about 5 feet. Why?
I'd like to borrow your overcoat Saturday to wear at the football game.
Oh, sure.
I'll pick it up at 1 o'clock. I want to get to the game before they kick off.
Here's the door to the house, Pop. It's open.
Well, leave it open. Why? One thing, Junior, nobody will never be able to say your old man was a coward. Let's go in. Now let's go out.
Wait, Pop. We've only been in one room. We're supposed to go through the whole house.
As far as I'm concerned, this is a one-room house. Come on.
Wait, Pop.
What for?
I told a kid you didn't believe in ghosts, and I said we'd have another seance like we did at home.
Junior, a blood relationship can only be stretched so far.
Oh, Pop, you said you'd do it in a haunted house, and if we didn't hear anything, it would prove there wasn't any, you know, around here.
I already proved there wasn't any, you know, around here.
Well, you didn't do it right.
Well,
I found out for a seance, the medium has to be tied in a chair so it can't pull no tricks.
Well, okay, Junior. I'd be glad to let you tie me up. Only there ain't no rope. Too bad.
I brought some rope, Pop.
That was swell of you, Junior. I'll remember this. Go ahead, tie me.
There. Can you move your hands or feet?
No, you tied me so tight Dan Green is sitting in. Now, stand over by the window where I can see you.
Oh, here I am, Pop.
Ah, you'll see, Junior. There won't be any raps this time.
Hope you're right, Pop.
Of course I'm right. How can there be any raps when I'm tied up too tight to rap? And I also got my eye on you.
Well, go ahead, then. Ask if there's any ghosts here.
Okay, now. If there's any ghosts here, rap two times. If there ain't, don't bother. No raps.
Oh, now say, if there are any ghosts, to rap three times.
Well, okay, but there won't be any. If there are any ghosts, rap three times. Junior, did you do that?
I didn't. Didn't you?
Frankly, no. Junior, where are you going?
Out the window. Come on.
Don't come back. Untie me, Junior. I can't get this chair through that window. Junior!
Oh, Pop!
Boss.
Pop, I can't get the nuts loose. I better go get a knife. Why
Junior, don't forget to come back. I had to open my big mouth for raps, and I got raps. Fine thing, all alone in a house with a... What's that? Who's that?
What are you doing in my house?
I must be going crazy.
Why did you come here?
I wouldn't stay, lady, only I got tied up.
I will loosen the knot.
Yeah, but... Well, thanks. Who are you?
I am Alice Sherwin.
Now I know I'm crazy. I'm talking to a ghost.
Pop, I'm coming.
Well, Judy...
Please, don't tell anyone I'm here. I only want to be left alone here in my house.
I got a knife and... Pop, you're untied.
Yeah. And it was the ghost that done it. Wait a minute. Her hands. They weren't no ghost's hands. Junior, you go outside and wait for me.
Well, what are you going to do, Pop?
I'm going to have another talk with that lady ghost.
Why did you want to see me, Mr. Riley?
Well, when I figured out you wasn't a ghost, I got to thinking how lonesome you must be in this house all alone. So I thought maybe you'd like to take a stroll over to my house and meet my family.
Oh, thank you, but...
Oh, if you'd rather not talk, I'll go away.
No, don't go yet. I mustn't be rude to my first guest in so long.
Oh, thanks. Must be kind of a shock when the first man you see in so long looks like I do.
Tell me about your family, Mr. Riley.
Well, my family's named Riley after me. Very nice people, too. That was my son, Junior, that was with me tonight.
It must be wonderful to have a son.
Oh, it's great. I got a daughter, too. A girl. She's 16 now. The boy's 13, but getting older all the time. Then there's Peg, that's my wife. She's older than the kids, but younger than me. Say, in that picture of you over the fireplace, I guess that fellow with you, that's your husband, huh?
Yes. That's Robert.
He's a good-looking fella. Maybe you'd rather not talk about him, though.
Silence won't bring him back.
My wife told me about what happened. Of course, she didn't know the part about your being here.
I don't want anyone to know. I want to stay here, alone, with his memory. It's the least I can do in loyalty to him.
Oh. You mean you think that's what he'd want you to do?
Of course. Does that surprise you?
Well, yes, ma'am, it does. I didn't know him, but from his picture there, I know he was a swell guy. I wouldn't think he'd want you locked up here, throwing the rest of your life away.
Do you think any man wants the wife he loved to forget him in a year or ever?
Well, no, but there's different ways of remembering.
I don't understand.
You can make his dying count for something by helping to beat the people who started this war and teaching the world that it won't pay to ever start another.
You think that I could help end this war?
Sure. Everybody can do something. The only thing a person can't do is do nothing.
Oh, I guess you think I've been very selfish, Mr. Riley.
Oh, no. No, you've been shut up in this empty house. You just didn't know what was going on. The people I can't understand are the ones who do know and still don't care. Those people live in something worse than an empty house. They live in an empty brain.
Well, I'm not one of them, Mr. Riley. You've given me something to think about. And I'm very grateful.
Oh, gee, that's fine. Well, I guess I'll be going. I'm sure glad you ain't no ghost. Of course, I ain't actually scared of ghosts because I know there ain't no ghosts. Are there?
Of course not.
But, you know, Mrs. Sherwin, it is kind of dark out in that garden, isn't it? Would you mind walking me to the gate?
The Rileys will be back in a moment. Well, I think we can all agree with Riley that none of us here at home can sit this war out. The war isn't over in Europe, the war isn't over in the South Pacific, and the war isn't over in America's kitchens. You women who have signed up for the duration to keep health-giving meals on America's tables just can't pick out the meat you want and be sure of getting it every time these days. The needs of war are bound to make the varieties and quantities your meat man has vary from day to day. So let's all make good meals out of whatever meats are on hand. And remember this, all meats, regardless of cut or kind, have the same complete, highest quality, good-eating proteins that make meat a yardstick of protein foods. This statement and all statements regarding the nutritional value of meat made on this program are accepted by the Council on Foods and Nutrition of the American Medical Association.
Hiya, Dumplin'. Hey, I got some big news about Halloween.
Yes?
Well, you know, I think I'm going to open up a one-man recruiting outfit. I'm going to recruit Waves, Wax, Spars, and Spooks.
Tune in the Knife of Riley
starring William Bendix next week at this time. This is Ken Niles saying, see you next week. This is the Blue Network.
7:30 KECA, Los Angeles.
Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. So, until Monday, take the time to ponder the words of Ellen DeGeneres, who said, "My grandmother started walking 5 miles a day when she was 60. She's 97 now, and we don't know where the hell she is."